While many remember Dizzy Gillespie for such groundbreaking pieces as A Night in Tunisia, others will always think of him playing a funny-shaped trumpet with his cheeks so puffed up they looked as though they were about to burst. The bell of his trumpet was bent at a 45-degree angle, which Dizzy claimed was the result of someone accidentally falling on it. Ironically, he liked its tone so much, he decided to have all of his trumpets designed with the bell pointing upwards. That became his trademark. Besides being a great showman, Dizzy was a pioneer. According to Donald L. Magan, author of the biography, Dizzy, The Life and Times of John Berks Gillespie, he lifted jazz to a new level of appreciation.
Dizzy made two aesthetic revolutions. He was an incredible improviser and an incredible performer and everything, but I think his main significance in the history of jazz is in those two revolutions, because I think that's what his fame 100 years from now will rest on. Evolution, and that he was part of this continuum of great people who came before him, like Armstrong and Ellington and Coleman Hawkins and Eldridge, and then his generation with Parker, and then handing it on to the younger generations like Lee Morgan and Arturo Sandoval and Paquito de Rivera. He felt himself part of a continuum, and he used to say, "No Armstrong, no me."
Few embraced Afro-Cuban jazz more than Dizzy Gillespie. Biographer Donald L. Magan says Dizzy was a natural-born composer.
He adapted Afro-Cuban music with Manteca and Chano Pozo, and he adapted bebop, like with things like Things to Come, which is a big band thing at 300 beats a minute. And he transformed big band music in those years and in subsequent big bands that he had. And that's a very important part of his legacy.
Dizzy Gillespie's death at age 75 in 1993 marked the end of an era. No artist had brought jazz to so many countries, which is why, on the anniversary of his 90th birthday, he's still considered the world statesman of jazz. I'm Doug Levine.
Salt peanuts. peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts.